Back with you here on Overtime. Doc Walker manning a hot microphone. And, of course, Mad Max A getting it done. We questioned before we went to break, and rightfully so, Jaden Upright. And because they didn't draft up on the offensive line, and I agreed with it because I think Brandon Coleman can play, will be a player. I like Lucas. I see the potential in Chris Paul. I think Cosme is a Pro Bowl talent. Trent Scott, I think that's a matter of coaching him up. Wiley is a deal I've got to wait and see. And so, Stromberg, I expect him to be good. The rest of it is like, there are going to be people on the wire that are better than people that we have. And that's why you have a GM with experience. So, you're right, but they can still be right too, based on coaching up and taking advantage of their knowledge of the league talent once the last cuts go. I still think there's talent out there that's better than we have here if they aren't able to coach him up, if that makes sense. As far as LeBron James, we don't have enough time remaining for me to explain to you. I appreciate his commitment to the game through his body, the sacrifices. He was one of the rare guys that was blessed with a gift, and he accentuated the gift by working his tail off. He didn't contaminate the gift with abuse and drugs and alcohol. He didn't contaminate the gift by shortcutting it. He puts $1 million a year into the gift. But he also is going to always be close to controversy because he's messy. He seems to be one of those guys that can't leave well enough alone. So if he's on your favorite team, you love him. If he's not on your favorite team, he's never going to get your vote. And the good news is that I don't think he stays up at night worried about it at all. At all. The guy is comfortable in his own skin. And Max, I don't know where you stand on this, but I just think that it wouldn't surprise me if he's planning on being there in 28.
Yeah, that's
when the games are in LA.
That's the thing. Like I'm going through it in my head like right now since we're fresh off of that Team USA gold medal, and I don't think I can stomach seeing KD, Steph, and LeBron on that being the last time. Like, it was great, happy ending for everybody all involved. I just don't want the ride to be over. So I think like KD is going to play until they force him to stop. That I have no worry about. I don't think Steph's going to want to play. LeBron, he's the big question mark. Like, if his body holds up and he's still there, then yeah, I have no doubt he will want to be in L.A. for 2028 and try and win a gold medal at home, and that would be his swan song. At
no doubt.
How what, 40 almost?
Who? KD?
No, LeBron. He would be...
LeBron 40 now.
My God, 44.
Yeah.
Where's the time gone?
Well, I'm just saying, and it's not impossible. KD is, it's not impossible.
No, I think...
And Steph.
I think KD will play. It's definitely not impossible for Steph. It's just, I don't know if Steph's going to be in the position to be like, yeah, I can give it a go. But I don't know. It's 4 years down the line. I'm not a future reader. I'd like to be, though. I'd be very rich if I was.
Well, it's just like Taurasi. If you look at... First of all, Steph's going to keep shooting. He's going to be in shape. As long as he's competing for NBA championships, he's got a shot. Because you got to stay locked in and then have no Achilles injury. You might be nicked, but what type of injury would prohibit your return the most? Achilles. In their sport, it'd be Achilles. And the Slim Reaper, he's just dead. He missed like a month and a half of practice. His first time out, he didn't miss in the game. And he's just a straight hooper, man. There's nothing in my that shows me that Kevin Durant, 4 years from now, won't look the exact same. He may have then stopped messing around and just shaved his head completely by then. And if he does that, you won't even be able to understand his age. LeBron would shave the pirate beard off growing. So they got ways of doing it. But the key is that if they sustain an injury, what type of injury is it? One that locks them up and then prohibits them from their training regimens. What do they all have in common? They're all gym rats. They love the game. They're going to be playing anyway. It's just not torture for them. They love it. And they're so good at it. And here's another one for you. Give me the three guys that should have or could have replaced them had they been disciplined. There's three guys that were projected to be on this year's Team USA. But they couldn't stop eating or getting high or toting guns around. And you know who I'm talking about. Oh, they would have been there. That even gives me more. I'm more impressed with Durant. Because when he was these young folks, knuckleheads ages, he did knucklehead up. He balled out.
I think KD, like, he's such a different story, because he loves basketball. He loves basketball. That basketball is what he thinks about all of, like, him shooting, him practicing his jumper in the club was a hilarious video. But it just it goes to show how much this guy loves hoop.
Yeah, he's a hooper. I mean, it's when people say hooper and all that, it's it amazes me how many scholarship athletes don't even work their game out. And they were being paid to go to school for it. And then these pros are getting cash. But it's just, you can't make somebody love something.
You got to eat, sleep, and breathe it, man.
Yeah, when I saw Zion at Duke, you telling me you didn't think he'd be on this Olympic team now? But that's the whole thing about it. You know, it's getting there. It's how do you avoid those obstacles, those distractions? It's called discipline. And those environments, you know, help. As much as we clowned the Notre Dame, the swim team, for having a standard, you know, having a standard, and they were doing it amongst themselves, it's still Notre Dame has established a standard that not everybody will adhere to. And in the end, no matter how you look at it, you got to be for that. We need people that raise that bar and don't succumb, you know, to it being easy. I think it's good. I always love it, you know, when I see that people elevate, you know, beyond to be elite. It's like these the summer polls. These aren't going away. What else are we going to do? Is there one that you think is more ridiculous than the other? I'll tell you mine. Mine, easily, is these records, that people are predicting records.
going game
when
by
you
game.
Don't even know who's made the team.
Yeah.
I mean, you don't even know who's on your own team.
Yeah.
Yet you're wasting. Well, you don't have to waste people's time, because if they listen to you, that's their fault.
That's right.
Yes, you're not doing anything wrong. If people stay and keep listening to you, then they deserve you. But I wouldn't even begin to ask somebody to listen to me predict what somebody's record's going to be, and I don't even know who's on my team. And I just go, wow, that's talent. If you can get somebody to buy into that BS, then good, you bet you're good. You're really good. And people do it. And it's just either you're so bored or you got no other content going or there's nothing else happening in your world. That's absolutely pitiful.
It's a delusion, man. It's a delusion.
And then New Orleans. And I've been thinking, you know, I was thinking, okay, who's been trashed more during this offseason?
Oh, boy.
Who's the bottom four? Everybody spends all this time talking about the top. You have no idea knowing if that's going to work either. What about the bottom? And I'll tell you what, the team that has come up with the most first place votes in my world, because all this matters is that, is it in your world or not? It's not the world. No, it's your world. The New Orleans Saints. I have heard the least encouraging news. Realize this dude is 250 pounds.
He's a workhorse, man.
This dude is a mule. Now, I don't know what's going to happen.
Very excited to see how the Colts
do. But I'm telling you this, short sample size. But from what I've seen, I didn't say, who is that? I go, what is that? I go, what is that? This dude... Man, now, will the arm hold up? Will it stay up? That we don't know. You know, that we don't know. And for those of you, as if anybody, and some people do it just because they're haters. If you have a chance, I don't know if you're going to watch it because it's the Bears. If you ever question Williams, if you want to see what talent looks like, all you have to do is just go back and DVR the game. You ain't got to watch it a lot.
I mean, he absolutely
dude. He that dude. You should have. Well, we had him in high school. We saw it in high school.
It's true.
We've seen it. If you saw him at Oklahoma, you should have known it.
Oh, that's when
I... If you saw him at USC.
Yeah.
He's that dude.
That's when I said to myself, when he came in for Spencer Rattler, that I think it was, I don't remember who they were playing, but when he came in and like the crowd was chanting, we want Caleb, and they put him in, he lit it.
Oh, no, he's that dude.
Oh, man.
He's that dude.
He is wiggling his way around the pocket. Now he's out of
no,
it.
No, he's the most elusive. Just... His skills.
And he walks
he
in.
Got that, he got that morph button.
He's crazy.
No matter what he times at, that's irrelevant. He got that morph thing. So when he's really distressed, he hits a level that he don't even know he has. I saw him. I'll never forget. He'll tell you when he won me over. Well, I saw him come back against DeMatha. In high school, but he won me over. USC was playing Oregon State. It was a night game up in Oregon State. You know, and you're thinking USC and Oregon State, why am I watching? Man, Oregon State was good.
Yeah.
Oregon State was rolling. This dude, man, he put on a show. And it was like him against them, and they couldn't get him down. And he was making circus throws. When he's running... He's more accurate than you are standing in the pocket in a seven-step drop.
It's nuts.
He is, no, man, it's just like, the question is, what would he have been like as a back? And then it's just, some people are born for certain positions in sports. This dude here, man, it's just like, every time you put him in, and thank God, the Bears are actually allowing him to play in the game.
Yeah, I was watching kind of before the game kicked off, and NFL Network was like, yeah, they're probably going to only play like a quarter. It is the end of the first half, and Caleb is still in.
Exactly. He's got to play.
Yeah.
I mean, this thing, and I know I know it's easy for us to talk about. We haven't invested a dime, a dollar. We've not invested a dollar into these guys' salaries. So
I have. I've bought my
always
merch.
Want to tell somebody how to spend their money. When we come back, we'll continue on this, and then I have to mention the Little League World Series deal. Cooperstown, if you wanted to get to the Little League World Series, my bad, and you really thought you had a shot at it, please share that story with us right here on Overtime. Game time for the Commanders right here on The Fan. We're back in a moment. Welcome back to Overtime. Of course, home of the smartest, most knowledgeable listeners in the country. That's I know I read that somewhere. Millie in the ATL, welcome to Overtime. Hey, Millie.
Hello.
How are you?
Good. How you doing, Doc?
Good. Oh, man. We're having a good old-fashioned time today.
That's good. That's good, sir. I was actually calling to comment on Johnny Newton. You know, I'm not going to lie, listening to you, Doc, is like age fine wine, man. Because when you say this man is a dog, I mean, it's one of my favorite takes from you, but he's literally a pit off the leash. I mean, when I checked out the highlights from Illinois on this guy, I mean, I was just like, hold up, we're getting him? Is that
yep.
why?
Yep.
And, you know, the craziest thing is I actually think back to what Adam Peters said in regards to, you know, I forgot which round we picked him in, but he was like, I can't believe he was still there. And I'm like, yep. You know, a lot of people passed on this guy. And just one more thing, you know, I looked at the command post, you know, the command center, you know, that, you know, a couple of our guys, you know, he's doing the interviews with the players and stuff. And when I say this guy said he's going to baptize these guys, you know, the people that pass on them, I mean, I ain't say I take that to heart, but the man is definitely a talent, you know, kind of what you were saying, that some people are born to kind of like play in the position that they were, you know, they're made of, you know. So, but I
it's
just
like
wanted
Aaron
to get my
Donald.
Two cents on that.
Yeah, yeah, and I don't throw yeah. that around a lot with people. I remember right. him in college. I remember him. He's different, and he has natural leverage.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes you're the perfect height for leverage, yet you're considered undersized. You're only considered that by people who don't play the positions, don't play.
Correct.
So you are viewed differently by participants and non-participants. That's in every walk of life. So mm-hmm. if you're buying a car or you're talking to a person about gas mileage, do you talk to the mechanic more than the salesman? Who do you want
Correct.
To talk to? The mechanic.
Nah. Right.
Yeah, yeah. So all I'm saying is that I can't wait, and you're going to see why Peters and company, why these people are so revered, and why mm-hmm. if this works out for them, why they're going to be mentioned with the great groups that are developing programs that have sustained success. Not just 1 year. But sustained success. You can talk about the Niners all you want about what they haven't won, but they have sustained success. And who wouldn't trade with them? Because they're
yeah,
always
nah,
relevant.
I definitely agree with everything you said, Doc. I think this new regime is just seeing something that we haven't seen in years. And like I said, being a youngin', but at the same time, you know, I'm in 30s, but still, it's just a point of fact. Man, I've never seen this the way it
oh
is
my goodness.
How it's
Poor
going
man.
Now.
You've been, you know what, hang in there. Be strong. That's why I try to tell Zion at 26. Stay strong because you've seen nothing. You've seen nothing. You
well,
know,
okay,
and so.
One more quick thing. Hold on,
ahead.
My bad. Just one more quick thing, Doc. I mean, you know, crazy thing is I called up and I talked to Zion one good time. And my one question to him is that I think he had his question on his show was like, you know, who are you expecting to see this year? You know, like, who are you expecting to stand out from the previous year? And he said, and I basically said, I'm expecting to see, you know, Deron Payne. You know, that's one of my favorite guys on defense, you know, him and
right.
Allen. But, you know, I mean, like that one play from the Broncos, three and out, just just DeRon? I mean, who's, I mean, I don't, we don't see stuff like that. So to get a guy like Johnny Newton, and like I said, he's going to be on that defense, you know, when he, and they're doing the, they did the right job by, you know, addressing the concerns of his injury and whatnot. But just, that's, I'm just so excited, dog. I mean, just to be a fan, I'm just so excited. And
well, stay strong.
And and I'm looking forward to the game tonight too, man. But thank you for taking my call. Thank you, dog. You and Heavy Metal.
Me too.
Y'all have a good
one. We'll talk to you tomorrow. Hang in there. You sound like you got canine potential. I'm going to keep my eye on you.
I do.
All right, good deal.
Thank you, Doc. Have a good one.
All right, thank you. Max, we got time for a little before the break?
Let's hit one here. We're a little long.
Well, no, you don't get little unless you got time.
Yeah,
let's go to break, and then we'll come back for a little. Stay with us, folks, right here on Overtime. 2:34 in the nation's capital. Toby Altizer, the youngest in charge movement. I'm passing that baton over to the young fella. And believe me, he's going to be scalding. I know he's going to be in a bad mood because of Curly W's. I mean, we'll blunge it. It was just terrible. I mean, it was, when you start off in the first inning, I mean, I swore I wasn't going to go there. I tell you what, it was just like, you got to be kidding me. 3 home runs? First inning? Philadelphia. Anyway, we got a good little vibe going now. It's amazing how, no doubt, the NFL, when you can have preseason, which people know that it is what it is. A lot of people don't even play their studs. But with these 5 to 6 to 7 young quarterbacks being dropped into the system, it's a hard position to master. It's very difficult. Caleb Williams, and I don't care if you say who he's playing against. I don't care if he's playing against the 76 Steelers steel curtain. I don't even know. Well, Mahomes, I'll ask you, who throws best running away from people chasing them, running to their offhand and drops dimes, as well as Patrick Mahomes, and right now what we're watching with the Chicago Bears and Caleb Williams?
I mean, nobody. That's the thing. Like, Caleb did it. He's done it twice in 2 games. And it's each time it has been on the money, only where his guy can get it. Like, him and Rome have, I think they're going to have a good connection for quite some time. But Caleb,
him and whomever. Dude, when do you not see him do this? He can sprint the opposite way, right or left, do a jump stop, throw across his body.
He didn't even stop.
It hits you a moving target right on stride and not miss a beat. We've seen him do it in high school, college, 2 colleges, Oklahoma and Southern Cal. And now, if you're watching this preseason, people, oh, it's just preseason. I don't care if he was doing this against kindergartners. How does he do this with pinpoint accuracy? I've seen nobody. And I tell you what, Joe Burrow is a bad man. He back too. He's back too. He's another one of these guys. They're just throwing their artist with a football in their hands. And they go, why am I doing all this? Where am I leading to? This guy, 5? This young man, 5? He's got some of them same genes. He's an artist, man. The ball, they can do things on the run that a lot of guys just can't do, won't even attempt to do. And they're threats running the ball as well as passing the ball. And that's not easy to do, man. Max, we could have something special.
We could.
Little. Doc. Welcome to Overtime.
Doc, legend, shout out to Mad Max. Hey, Doc, I saw the kid doing it at Gonzaga.
Yeah, me too.
You know, the kid got the it factor. And this, I'm glad you're on this subject because I'm going to try to help some of these callers calling in about our offensive line. DMV, don't you know these coaching staff has looked at tape from last year of these offensive linemen that's in the house now and realizing that we had a quarterback that couldn't get rid of the ball, Doc. Same thing, and he's doing the same thing in Seattle. He waits for a receiver to get open. And that quarterback, Trey Lance, do the same thing. And it's called a big A, anticipation. You got to be born with that if factor, DMV. I'm going to use this one situation as a parable, like I was telling your man, Mad Max. When Jacoby Brissett got in the game, how many times did he get sacked? DMV? Twice, because he had a bad snap. It's all about the if factor. The time in your head is a bomb. 1, 2, 3, boom, ball out your hand. You had a quarterback holding the ball 4 or 5 seconds, Doc. Wait for somebody to get open. And then he couldn't scramble to get out of the pocket and throw the damn ball out of bounds. Look, man, I'm just saying, DMV, y'all chill back, man. Play back the tape, man. Look at real life. If you folks, see, a lot of these callers, Doc, I truly believe they just turn the game on Sunday. And I'm not mad with that. But y'all got to get into the philosophy of the ball game. Offensive lineman, he can give you 3 seconds max. And yeah. If you ain't got that in factor and anticipation to follow up receiver at a route, hey, you in trouble.
That's
hey,
right.
Doc, God bless y'all. Stay up. My man.
You're preaching the gospel, Little. You're preaching the gospel today. Keep up the good work.
I play the game, Doc.
Yeah.
I only play high school ball, but it's a common sense game.
No. That's all you have to have done was play high school. You don't have to be a pro to discuss this at this level.
To know the game, but I bet you know the same, Doc. Mm-hmm. I'm the only caller that played on RFK Field, 1980 Turkey Bowl, Blue versus Coolidge.
Yeah,
but I had a safety in that game, Doc.
Hey, yeah, look, no, I'm the Turkey Bowl. Man. Shout out to Frank Price, no doubt about it. We're going off now to Damascus. Chris in Damascus.
Hey,
welcome to overtime.
Thank you, Doc. Love some Little there. Stay up. I appreciate that.
That's
I hope you're right. I hope you're right about Jaden Stone off platform, as it were. That's a gift.
Not everybody can do it. No. Caleb is, and Burrow, and of course Mahomes. There are guys that can do it. I've just never seen the consistency in which Caleb Williams, and if you haven't checked out Hard Knocks, I was never a fan of Hard Knocks up until here recently. And I thought the off-season Hard Knocks, I give the Giants credit for actually doing it. Most people won't and will and never do it now that they've seen it. I think it took a lot of us behind the scenes in areas we were not privy to. What Caleb Williams does naturally, you can't teach it. That taught him how to do that. That's innate.
I got you there, buddy. And, you know, I forgot he's a local kid, huh?
Yep.
You know, as you were talking about the Phillies and whatnot and some of our ex-players. Baseball is easy for me. I always root for players more than teams. Of course, the team will come first, but, any of the ex-Nationals, I root for them no matter where they are. In fact, I'm rooting for the Indians because of Lane. I'm rooting for the Mariners, because of Victor Robles, for heaven's sake. If my team's not in it, all things considered. And that got me thinking. Oh, and you said something about fantasy. There was a book in the 1980s, I think, which kind of started fantasy, but they don't get credit. It's called Rotisserie Baseball, about 6 or 8 gentlemen who got I read that first book.
I remember
book.
That.
It was fascinating, and And it was funny too, and that I thought that was a precursor, and that got me thinking of things that never were, and that always brings me to Curt Flood. All sports, if I'm not mistaken, there was no free agency before Curt Flood and Marvin Miller, and they and now everybody's got free agency and money and that whatnot, and the Little League World Series. You said something. Does Max know what kind of player you were and how close your team got? Anyway, go Nats, go. Commanders tonight, and hope we get some good showings and figure out, what we got, Thank you for taking my call, Doc. Have a good one.
Hey, Chris, you're a treat, man. You know, it's we don't get to pick our callers. They pick us. But we are lucky that we have some A-listers that are really fun to make it fun to be in the business with, because you could be surrounded by jackasses, and we're not. We have some really, really strong people on X that call in to make this thing fun. You're not promised anything, but we have a real good vibe. And I know some of you think it's the obedience training of canine school, but it's really not. I mean, people are grown ass. They can do their thing. And we all share a common desire to victory. And what I pull for is our youngest members that have never seen success. Never. Max, you're part of that group. And I am committed to see you in a parade and to see you on the lawn and to be celebrating with a brewski and to see you with some championship gear on that you have a part of.
I've been to two, but I need that football.
No, you've been to
is...
Capitals.
Hey, don't disparage that. But
no, you've been to Capitals and Curly W's.
That's right. Not a Commander.
No, and not me too.
It'll be very different.
I was there. Had the time of my life.
It'll be very different.
But I'm talking about the Commanders. That's going to be a rim rattler. That's going to be...
The city might tear down.
To get back to that top of the hill, based on all the... This has been an avalanche of manure that we've had to go through, and you're going through
a quarter century.
Yeah. And some of the best con men, look at all the shysters that have rolled in and taken advantage of this cash cow.
A lot of them in this city.
Oh my God. Are you kidding me? we've seen some of the best con artists of all time.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. And you know, it's full of crap when the first thing come out of their mouth is that it's going to take them 4 years to do it. That's when you should have known then, you know, that you were being sold some garbage. But nevertheless, it's all about the journey and who you're going to do it with. And we got a good crew to do it with. And Chris Damascus was just a small part of that, but he gets it. Little gets it. Millie gets it, man. She was a delight in Atlanta. We have been on the verge of dominance today with our callers and being just in touch, in tune, aware. We go to break, we come back, and let's go out in style right here on Overtime. Just got good news, folks. Youngest in Charge movement. Tony Altizer has agreed. His agent just called and said they will be able to squeeze him in to get an opinion on the Nats and, of course, Jaden Daniels, how much he may play tonight or not, right here before we signed off. So that'll be fun to lay eyes on Toby. And I know he's got to been affected a little bit about that barrage of bombs that were hit on us. You know, I know we're not going to win them all. But my goodness, when you get rocked in the first inning, it just makes it hard.
Especially against a division rival, Doc. It just doesn't feel good. You know, they've already got half of your players that you miss, and Harper and Turner and Schwarber.
I know.
And then you're watching. Yeah. I mean, it's tough. It's tough. And then last night, you feel good after they come back in the top of the ninth. And by the way, Doc, for our guy James Wood, I don't know, since he's gotten called up in 40 games, if there's been a guy that's been left on deck in big spots more. Because the guy right before him forces the third out. Last night, you got a big spot, top of the ninth. CJ comes up, and it was a bad swing. It wasn't as bad as some of his other swings, but you'd love to see him take a pitch, walk, bring James Wood up with a guy in scoring position with a chance to score the winning run. And unable to happen. And then defensively, it was a disaster in the bottom of the ninth. So it's going to be a bit of a grind to get through the rest of the 162 here.
Well, we're lucky we got you to navigate it for us, with us and for us, because it's a good listen, man. And we got some young guns. It hurts, man. The one thing about baseball, more than any other sport, you get to see a lot of your own former past players more frequently than any other sport with regularity. And thank God of 2019 we got a chip, because I think it hurts more if you lose great players and they win without you.
Yeah, and you know what I was thinking about, Doc, when I was driving in listening to some of your conversation a little bit earlier, is just thinking about, you know, some of these teams that have gone all in, and for whatever reason, sometimes people make it about, oh, it's about creating a dynasty, and oh, it's about that. No, Doc, it's about winning a championship, because to create a dynasty, you got to start with one championship, and obviously the Nats weren't able to create that, but the fact that they won in 19, like, you know, people want to look at the Rams and different things, and oh, man, look where they've kind of fallen off to, or even the Cubs after they fell off after winning 2016. It doesn't matter. All those teams have rings. And
that's right.
You know what? I will gladly take what we've endured the last 5 years for what happened in 2019, because it was one of the best memories I have as a sports fan.
Yeah. No, it really is. Winning it, man. The Caps, that was amazing. Missing the championships are what we use as anchors. 234 in the nation's capital. Toby Altizer, the youngest in charge movement. I'm passing that baton over to the young fella. And believe me, he's going to be scalding. I know he's going to be in a bad mood because of Curly W's. I mean, we'll blunge it. It was just terrible. I mean, it was, when you start off in the first inning, I mean, I swore I wasn't going to go there. I tell you what, it was just like, got to be kidding me. Three home runs? First inning? Philadelphia. Anyway, we got a good little vibe going now. It's amazing how, no doubt, the NFL, when you can have preseason, which people know that it is what it is. A lot of people don't even play their studs. But with these 5 to 6 to 7 young quarterbacks being dropped into the system, it's a hard position to master. It's very difficult. Caleb Williams, and I don't care if you say who he's playing against. I don't care if he's playing against the 76 Steelers steel curtain. I don't even know. Well, Mahomes, I'll ask you. Who throws best running away from people, chasing them, running to their offhand and drops dimes, as well as Patrick Mahomes and right now what we're watching with the Chicago Bears and Caleb Williams?
I mean, nobody. That's the thing. Like, Caleb did it. He's done it twice in two games. And it's each time it has been on the money, only where his guy can get it. Like, him and Rome have... I think they're going to have a good connection for quite some time. But Caleb,
him and whomever. Dude. When do you not see him do this? He can sprint the opposite way, right or left, do a jump stop, throw across his body.
He didn't even stop.
It hit you a moving target right on stride and not miss a beat. We've seen him do it in high school, college, two colleges, Oklahoma and Southern Cal. And now, if you're watching this preseason, people, oh, it's just preseason. I don't care if he was doing this against kindergartners. How does he do this with pinpoint accuracy? I've seen nobody. And I tell you what. Joe Burrow is a bad man. He back too. he's another one of these guys. They're just throwing their artist with a football in their hands. And they go, why am I doing all this? Where am I leading to? This guy, five? This young man, five? He's got some of them same genes. He's an artist, man. The ball, they can do things on the run that a lot of guys just can't do, won't even attempt to do. And they're threats running the ball as well as passing the ball. And that's not easy to do, man. Max, we could have something special.
We could.
Little. Doc. Welcome to overtime.
Doc, legend, shout out to Mad Max. Hey, Doc, I saw the kid doing it at Gonzaga.
Yeah, me too.
You know, the kid got the it factor. And this, I'm glad you're on this subject because I'm going to try to help some of these callers calling in about our offensive line. DMV, don't you know these coaching staff has looked at tape from last year of these offensive linemen that's in the house now and realizing that we had a quarterback that couldn't get rid of the ball, Doc. Same thing, and he's doing the same thing in Seattle. He waits for a receiver to get open. And that quarterback, Trey Lance, do the same thing. And it's called a big A, anticipation. You got to be born with that if factor, DMV. I'm going to use this one situation as a parable, like I was telling your man, Mad Max. When Jacoby Brissett got in the game, how many times did he get sacked? DMV? Twice, because he had a bad snap. It's all about the if factor. The time in your head is a bomb. One, two, three, boom, ball out your hand. You had a quarterback holding the ball 4 or 5 seconds, Doc. Wait for somebody to get open. And then he couldn't scramble to get out of the pocket and throw the damn ball out of bounds. Look, man, I'm just saying, DMV, y'all chill back, man. Play back the tape, man. Look at real life. If you folks, see, a lot of these callers, Doc, I truly believe they just turn the game on Sunday. And I'm not mad with that. But y'all got to get into the philosophy of the ball game. Offensive lineman, he can give you 3 seconds max. If you ain't got that it factor and anticipation to follow a receiver at a route, hey, you in trouble.
That's right.
Doc, God bless y'all. Stay up. My man.
You're preaching the gospel, Little. You're preaching the gospel today. Keep up the good work.
I play the game, Doc.
Yeah.
I only play high school ball, but it's a common sense game.
No. That's all you have to have done was play high school. You don't have to be a pro to discuss this at this level.
It's a game, but I bet you know one thing, Doc. Mm-hmm. I'm the only caller that played on RFK Field, 1980 Turkey Bowl, Blue versus Coolidge. But I had a safety in that game, Doc.
Turkey Bowl. Man. Shout out to Frank Price. No doubt about it. We're going off now to Damascus. Chris in Damascus.
Hey,
welcome to overtime.
Thank you, Doc. Love some Little there. Stay up. I appreciate that.
That's
I hope you're right. I hope you're right about Jaden Stone off platform, as it were. That's a gift.
Not everybody can do it. No. Caleb is, and Burrow, and of course Mahomes. There are guys that can do it. I've just never seen the consistency in which Caleb Williams, and if you haven't checked out Hard Knocks, I was never a fan of Hard Knocks up until here recently. And I thought the off-season Hard Knocks, I give the Giants credit for actually doing it. Most people won't and will and never do it now that they've seen it. I think it took a lot of us behind the scenes in areas we were not privy to. What Caleb Williams does naturally, you can't teach it. That taught him how to do that. That's innate.
I got you there, buddy. And, you know, I forgot he's a local kid, huh?
Yep.
You know, as you were talking about the Phillies and whatnot and some of our ex-players. Baseball is easy for me. I always root for players more than teams. Of course, the team will come first, but, any of the ex-Nationals, I root for them no matter where they are. In fact, I'm rooting for the Indians because of Lane. I'm rooting for the Mariners, because of Victor Robles, for heaven's sake. If my team's not in it, all things considered. And that got me thinking. Oh, and you said something about fantasy. There was a book in the 1980s, I think, which kind of started fantasy, they don't get credit. It's called Rotisserie Baseball, about these gentlemen, about six or eight gentlemen who got that little... Yeah, I read that first
book. I remember that.
It was fascinating, and it was funny, too, and I thought that was a precursor, and that got me to thinking of things that never were, and that always brings me to Curt Flood. All sports, if I'm not mistaken, there was no free agency before Curt Flood and Marvin Miller, and now everybody's got free agency and money and that whatnot, and the Little League World Series, you said something. Does Max know what kind of player you were and how close your team got? Anyway, go Nats. Commanders tonight, and hope we get some good showings and figure out, you know, what we got. And thank you for taking my call, Doc. Have a good one.
Hey, Chris, you're a treat, man. You know, it's we don't get to pick our callers. They pick us. But we are lucky that we have some A-listers that are really fun to make it fun to be in the business with, because you could be surrounded by jackasses, and we're not. We have some really, really strong people on X that call in to make this thing fun. You're not promised anything, but we have a real good vibe. And I know some of you think it's the obedience training of canine school, but it's really not. I mean, people are grown ass. They can do their thing. And we all share a common desire to victory. And what I pull for is our youngest members that have never seen success. Never. Max, you're part of that group. And I am committed to see you in a parade. And to see you on the lawn and to be celebrating with a brewski and to see you with some championship gear on that you have a part of.
I've been to two, but I need that football.
No, you've been to Capitals.
Hey, don't disparage that. But
no, you've been to Capitals and Curly W's.
That's right. Not a Commander.
No, and not me too.
It'll be very different.
I was there. Had the time of my life.
It'll be very different.
But I'm talking about the Commanders. That's going to be a rim rattler. That's going to be...
The city might tear down.
To get back to that top of the hill, based on all the... This has been an avalanche of manure that we've had to go through and you're going through.
A quarter century.
Yeah. Yeah. And some of the best con men. Look at all the shysters that have rolled in and taken advantage of this cash cow.
A lot of them in this city.
Oh, my God. Are you kidding me? We've seen some of the best con artists of all time.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And you know it's full of crap when the first thing come out of their mouth is that it's going to take them 4 years to do it. That's when you should have known then, you know, that you were being sold some garbage. But nevertheless, it's all about the journey and who you're going to do it with. And we got a good crew to do it with. And Chris Damascus was just a small part of that, but he gets it. Little gets it. Millie gets it, man. She was a delight in Atlanta. We have been on the verge of dominance today with our callers and being just in touch, in tune, aware. We go to break, we come back, and let's go out in style right here on Overtime. Just got good news, folks. Youngest in Charge movement. Tony Altizer has agreed. His agent just called and said they will be able to squeeze him in to get an opinion on the Nats and, of course, Jaden Daniels, how much he may play tonight or not, right here before we signed off. So that'll be fun to lay eyes on Toby. And I know he's got to been affected a little bit about that barrage of bombs that were hit on us. You know, I know we're not going to win them all. But my goodness, when you get rocked in the first inning – It just makes it hard.
Especially against the division rival, Doc. It just doesn't feel good. You know, they've already got half of your players that you miss, and Harper and Turner and Schwarber.
I know.
And then you're watching. Yeah. I mean, it's tough. It's tough. And then last night, you feel good after they come back in the top of the ninth. And by the way, Doc, for our guy James Wood, I don't know since he's gotten called up in 40 games if there's been a guy that's been left on deck in big spots more. Because the guy right before him forces the third out. Last night, you got a big spot, top of the ninth. CJ comes up, and it was a bad swing. It wasn't as bad as some of his other swings, but you'd love to see him take a pitch, walk, bring James Wood up with the guy in scoring position with a chance to score the winning run, and unable to happen. And then defensively, it was a disaster in the bottom of the ninth. So it's going to be a bit of a grind to get through the rest of the 162 here.
Well, we're lucky we got you to navigate it for us, with us and for us, because it's a good listen, man. And we got some young guns. It hurts, man. The one thing about baseball, more than any other sport, you get to see a lot of your own former past players more frequently than any other sport with regularity. And thank God of 2019, we got a chip. Because I think it hurts more if you lose great players and they win without you.
Yeah, and you know what I was thinking about, Doc, when I was driving in, listening to some of your conversation a little bit earlier, is just thinking about, you know, some of these teams that have gone all in, and for whatever reason, sometimes people make it about, oh, it's about creating a dynasty, and oh, it's about that. No, Doc, it's about winning a championship, because to create a dynasty, you got to start with one championship. And obviously the Nats weren't able to create that. But the fact that they won in 19, like, you know, people want to look at the Rams and different things and, oh, man, look where they've kind of fallen off to, or even the Cubs after they fell off after winning 2016. It doesn't matter. All those teams have rings. And
that's right.
You know what? I will gladly take what we've endured the last 5 years for what happened in 2019, because it was one of the best memories I have as a sports fan.
Yeah, no, it really is. Winning it, man, the Caps. That was amazing. Mystic. The championships are what we use as anchors. They anchor us, and we can spin anything around it as long as we have that anchor. Without that, you're not even remembered. And what happens, you become forgettable. And if you're forgettable, you become irrelevant. Switching to the Burgundy, well, no, the Commanders. How much can we expect to see JD, number 5 at quarterback? Do you think, and if you had your wherewithal, how much would he play tonight?
I'd say a quarter and a half to the whole first half if I could choose.
Okay.
I would think you see him around that time frame, because unless he comes out and, you know, if he leads 2 touchdown drives right away, maybe they just pull the plug on that, but I don't know that that's going to happen. I would love for that to happen, obviously. But if that doesn't happen, I think you leave him out there for a half, because he's probably not playing in the third preseason game. So get him geared up and, you know, hopefully he doesn't get injured or anything. But even if he has a little nick or a bruise, he's got almost a month, 3 weeks to get ready for the opener. So it's plenty of time to get ready. And you don't want him to go in there without having played, you know, at least a quarter of football, of real football, against somebody, because I'm interested in your thoughts on this, Doc, as a former player. It seems like there's a proliferation now for people liking these joint practices and feeling like if they get their work in the joint practice, it's as good as a game. Do you think that's real? Because just from the outside to me, if you've got a red jersey on as a quarterback, it's never going to be real until you take that off and you have the real threat of getting hit.
Yeah, that's what I believe. But again, it's the dawn of a new day. Two-a-days is not even two. It doesn't exist anymore.
That's true.
You know, I'm like a car with standard shift with windows that you roll up. No sunroof. No, really. You have to accept where you are.
Sure.
So I can't say that I long for those days, because I don't. I appreciate having automatic windows and a sunroof. And it's never going back. I went through 2-a-days, and we hated it. People act like, oh, God. No, no, no. I envy these guys. Are you kidding me? Walkthroughs, what is that? No, a non-padded practice? What is that? No contact? What is that? So, no, I ain't mad at him. I just have never seen it work any other way. So when Andy Reid plays the MVP of the league for a half, I question everybody else.
Exactly right.
That doesn't do it.
Exactly right.
See, there you go. I just think you take the easy way out when you don't man up, because you know this is a game you got. And listen to B. Mitch. He says it all the time. You soft tissue issues, no, you have to hit your way into form. You tackled your way into form. It's football. Would you ever not get in, play baseball and not get in the cage and hit?
Yeah.
Come on, man.
It's 100% right.
This is crazy. But anyway, I've done all I can to try to solve the problem. Now it's up to you. And you've got 3 hours to see if you can solve it.
I'll see if I can figure it out. And I was listening earlier, Doc. I guess I'll have to throw out my win-loss of the record and predicting everybody's record for the rest of the year.
Yeah, good luck. No. Do you. You're far more talented than I could ever
be. I'll have to scrap my entire rundown after you were eviscerating my ideas.
No. Not your idea. Young people. I'm a dinosaur. Kidding. No, don't worry about me.
That was not on the docket for today. That's a couple weeks from now.
No, I'm just telling you something, brother. I wouldn't trade with you young people for nothing in the world. Because the fun in which it took to do what we did is priceless. And you guys will do it your own way, and it'll probably be better. But it'll never, ever take out the memories. And I just want this town to experience what we did. They deserve it. Because they put up with so much crap here, and they deserve nothing but the best. Go on and lead, my brother. Do your thing, man. Youngest in charge, you've earned it. Go on with your bad self.
Appreciate it, Doc.
You got it, man. Good deal. Max, you are, as Coach Thompson would say, you are simply one of the best. It was an honor to share a microphone with you. I'm going to turn it over now. God bless all of you. It's burgundy and gold till my blood run cold. HTTC. Just got good news, folks. Youngest in charge movement. Tony Altizer has agreed. His agent just called and said they will be able to squeeze him in to get an opinion on the Nats and, of course, Jaden Daniels, how much he may play tonight or not, right here before we signed off. So that'll be fun to lay eyes on Toby. And I know he's got to have been affected a little bit about that barrage of bombs that were hit on us. You know, I know we're not going to win them all. But my goodness, when you get rocked in the first inning, it just makes it hard.
Especially against the division rival, Doc. It just doesn't feel good. You know, they've already got half of your players that you miss, and Harper and Turner and Schwarber. And then you're watching. Yeah, I mean, it's tough. It's tough. And then last night, you feel good after they come back in the top of the ninth. And by the way, Doc, for our guy James Wood, I don't know, since he's gotten called up in 40 games, if there's been a guy that's been left on deck in big spots more because the guy right before him forces the third out. Last night, you got a big spot, top of the ninth, CJ comes up, and it was a bad swing. It wasn't as bad as some of his other swings, but you'd love to see him take a pitch, walk, bring James Wood up with a guy in scoring position with a chance to score the winning run, and unable to happen. And then defensively, it was a disaster in the bottom of the ninth. So it's going to be a bit of a grind to get through the rest of the 162 here.
Well, we're lucky we got you to navigate it for us, with us and for us, because it's a good listen, man. And we got some young guns. It hurts, man. The one thing about baseball, more than any other sport, you get to see a lot of your own former past players more frequently than any other sport with regularity. And thank God of 2019 we got a chip, because I think it hurts more if you lose great players and they win without you.
Yeah, and you know what I was thinking about, Doc, when I was driving in, listening to some of your conversation a little bit earlier, is just thinking about, you know, some of these teams that have gone all in, and for whatever reason, sometimes people make it about, oh, it's about creating a dynasty, and oh, it's about that. No, Doc, it's about winning a championship, because to create a dynasty, you got to start with one championship, and obviously the Nats weren't able to create that, but the fact that they won in 19, like, you know, people want to look at the Rams and different things, and oh, man, look where they've kind of fallen off to, or even the Cubs after they fell off after winning 2016. It doesn't matter. All those teams have rings. And
that's right.
You know what? I will gladly take what we've endured the last 5 years for what happened in 2019, because it was one of the best memories I have as a sports fan.
Yeah, no, it really is. Winning it, man, the Caps, that was amazing. Missing the championships are what we use as anchors. They anchor us, and we can spin anything around it as long as we have that anchor. Without that, you're not even remembered. And what happens, you become forgettable. And if you're forgettable, you become irrelevant. Switching to the Burgundy, well, no, the Commanders. How much can we expect to see JD, number 5 at quarterback, do you think? And if you had your wherewithal, how much would he play tonight?
I'd say a quarter and a half to the whole first half if I could choose.
Okay.
I would think you see him around that time frame, because unless he comes out and, you know, if he leads 2 touchdown drives right away, maybe they just pull the plug on that. But I don't know that that's going to happen. I would love for that to happen, obviously. But if that doesn't happen, I think you leave him out there for a half, because he's probably not playing in the third preseason game. So get him geared up and, you know, hopefully he doesn't get injured or anything. But even if he has a little nick or a bruise, he's got almost a month, 3 weeks to get ready for the opener. So it's plenty of time to get ready, and you don't want him to go in there without having played, you know, at least a quarter of football, of real football, against somebody. Because I'm interested in your thoughts on this, Doc, as a former player. It seems like there's a proliferation now for people liking these joint practices and feeling like if they get their work in the joint practice, it's as good as a game. Do you think that's real? Because just from the outside to me, if you've got a red jersey on as a quarterback, it's never going to be real until you take that off and you have the real threat of getting hit.
Yeah, that's what I believe. But again, it's the dawn of a new day. Two-a-days is not even two. It doesn't exist anymore.
That's true.
You know, I'm like a car with standard shift with windows that you roll up. No sunroof. No, really. You have to accept where you are.
Sure.
So I can't say that I long for those days, because I don't. I appreciate having automatic windows and a sunroof. And it's never going back. I went through 2-a-days, and we hated it. People act like they were, oh, God. No. I envy these guys. Are you kidding me? Walkthroughs, what is that? No, a non-padded practice? What is that? No contact? What is that? So, no, I ain't mad at them. I just have never seen it work any other way. So when Andy Reid plays the MVP of the league for a half, I question everybody else.
Exactly right.
That doesn't do it.
Exactly right.
See, there you go. I just think you take the easy way out when you don't man up, because you know this is a game you got. And listen to B. Mitch. He says it all the time. You soft tissue issues? No, you have to hit your way into form. You tackled your way into form. It's football. Would you ever not get in play baseball and not get in the cage and hit?
Yeah.
Come on, man.
It's 100% right.
This is crazy. But anyway, I've done all I can to try to solve the problem. Now it's up to you. And you've got 3 hours to see if you can solve it.
I'll see if I can figure it out. And I was listening earlier, Doc. I guess I'll have to throw out my win-loss of the record and projecting everybody's record for the rest of the year.
Yeah, good luck. No. Do you. You're far more talented than I could ever
be. I'll have to scrap my entire rundown after you were eviscerating my ideas.
No, not your idea. Young people, I'm a dinosaur. Kidding. No, don't worry about me.
That was not on the docket for today. That's a couple weeks from now.
No, I'm just telling you something, brother. I wouldn't trade with you young people for nothing in the world, because the fun in which it took to do what we did is priceless. And you guys will do it your own way, and it'll probably be better. But it'll never, ever take out the memories. And I just want this town to experience what we did. They deserve it, because they put up with so much crap here, mm-hmm. and they deserve nothing but the best. Go on and lead, my brother. Do your thing, man. Youngest in charge. You've earned it. Go on with your bad self.
Appreciate it, Doc.
You got it, man. Good deal. Max, you are, as Coach Thompson would say, you are simply one of the best. It was an honor to share a microphone with you. I'm going to turn it over now. God bless all of you. It's burgundy and gold till my blood run cold. HTTC.